East Coast Breakfast.
Right now, calm and ready, Tea Fairy.
You really about to do it?
So I start with some sad news this morning. There was a search and rescue operation that really unfolded dramatically yesterday afternoon in the skies over KwaZulu-Natal. So I think in about Pietermaritzburg area, there were two light aircrafts that sent out mayday calls, sparking a very urgent response. Unfortunately, one person has passed away. One of the aircrafts were found west of Howick, and another person is still missing at the moment. Obviously, search and rescue operations will continue, and we are yet to locate the second aircraft. But emergency teams have been working in very challenging conditions because it was quite misty and it drained yesterday as well. So really, hampered their efforts. But I've got some audio this morning. Maybe you can get a better understanding of what happened, even though it is tragic news.
The spokesperson from the Department of Transport, Ndabezinhle Sibiya, to speak to us perhaps about any developments, if you have any. Of course, we understand that one person has died. Any news in terms of the second pilot in the second aircraft?
Well, unfortunately, as you correctly pointed out, one pilot is late, and we are obviously going to be here tomorrow morning. The MEC for Transport and Human Settlements, Monso Duma, has mandated our highly efficient team from Road Traffic Inspectorate to manage the traffic flow around here. And he has pleaded with motorists to ensure that, they do not interfere with the search and rescue operation that will get underway tomorrow morning. We interacted with the SAPS as per the mandate from the MEC, and they informed us that, they were able to locate the aircraft, one aircraft, using the highly sophisticated, cutting-edge technology, the drone. And tomorrow morning, they are going to proceed with, the search and rescue operation. Unfortunately, with the KwaZulu-Natal experiencing, the cut-off low pressure system, we are not too sure how is the weather going to be looking like tomorrow morning. We're just hoping for the best.
Even at this point, spokesperson, it is a bit foggy. Of course, it's drizzling at this particular point. I do believe even when the search started, it was quite misty. Do we know what caused the aircraft to crash, or do you not have that information as yet?
Well, the MEC mandated us to liaise very directly with the Aeronautical Search and Rescue Coordination Center. They are the custodian of such operations, so we are not in a position to give the technical information. And the MEC indicated sometime this afternoon that, he'll be liaising with the SA Civil Aviation Authority, because we have a direct line to, the authority. And also to indicate that towards the end of, the year, early December, we are going to be hosting the International Aviation Day, on behalf of the National Department of Transport, working with the National Department of Transport. The MEC is quite interested in the aviation sector. As you know, that here in KwaZulu-Natal, we have more than 130 airstrips. We've got secondary airports. There's a lot of investment that has been made into the airport. So that is why we are quite interested, to ensure that the safety of, those that are using the, the aircraft.
And lastly, spokesperson, you speak of safety. Any concern, perhaps, when you hear that, this is now the third aircraft that has crashed in just a matter of weeks?
Well, I think it would be, incorrect not to indicate that, this is an area of concern for us, but we trust the bold leadership that is provided by the Minister of Transport at national level, the Civil Aviation Authority. They've got experts there. They are correctly placed to ventilate issues moving forward, but we're quite comfortable with how, they are managing all these issues moving forward. Here in KwaZulu-Natal, as we indicated, the secondary airports as well as the, the airstrips that we have, we are looking at, having a clear sense of, the population, the pilot population, because we've trained quite a number of youngsters, over the past years. But as we move forward, we are paying more attention in terms of the skill that we produce in the entire value chain of the aviation industry.
Spokesperson, thank you very much for your time this evening.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.